family in church for Kathy, yes. But just if I could have your attention for 1 minute, please, that would be lovely. I can do the notices and then we can invite Richard to come and lead our service. So welcome on this lovely, lovely sunny day. What a difference it makes. So it makes me feel a lot better, actually, when I see blue skies. It really does. At Cafe Church, you're aware we've had to swap things round. Richard was due to his plan to preach next Sunday, but his subject needs tables and chairs. So he and Pam Ward have done the swap. So we've got the tables and chairs on the right day, second Sunday of the month. We've got Richard, who needs the tables and chairs because he's going to do one of his wonderful services that makes us talk, think, and make decisions. And Pam will come next week and do a traditional service with the chairs back in the proper format. Christian Aid envelopes, all linked together, are at the back. Margaret Ingham would love you to come and collect your lovely red bag of envelopes that need delivering in the next week or so, please. We've had coffee now. If you would like to stay for coffee after church, you are more than welcome. But the kitchen, and the rest of us ask, hang on to your cup so that we don't have to do double washing up. We'll make double coffee, but we don't want double washing up. So if you'd like another drink and another chat at the end of the service, hang on to your mug and take it to the counter and you can have free refills. There. So Richard, if you'd like to lead us in our worship today, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
I've got my cup of coffee. I'm not missing out. Good morning. What a wonderful morning it is. Let's just come and still ourselves. There was a lovely buzz of conversation in the room before I arrived. Let's just think about who it was that we were talking to. And let's give thanks for that person. Let's just think about what we were talking about. And let's give thanks for that conversation. But now I invite you to turn aside from that conversation and to focus for this coming hour on God. To open your hearts to experience God's love and warmth. To express your thanks for everything we've received. And to explore how we can preserve this world for future generations as we inherited it from previous generations. And let's start off with that attitude of thanks. Let's sing For the Beauty of the Earth, hymn 102 in our hymn books.
Thank you. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep in the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And Ephesians 4, verses 17 to 24, instructions for Christian living. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
We'll just go back on that reading.